shall start.
Okay. 瓦昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年6月28日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了圣爱者我们以及我们圣爱者的阿叔克什纳巴拉盖法布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典不在瓦昆的早课，敬请聆听。哈利克什纳。
哈利克什纳。Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya。
Om 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 namo bhagavate vasudevaya。
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, the questions by King Parikshit, and today text number 17.
我们今天继续阅读《圣典波扎瓦坛》第二篇第八章帕热克希特王的提问。今天阅读的诗节是第十七诗节。
Yugani。
Yugani
Yugamanam
Yugamanam
Cha
Cha Cha
Yugani Yugamanam Cha
Yugani Yugamanam Cha
Dharma
Dharma
Yacha
Yacha
Yuge Yuge
Yuge Yuge
Dharmo Yascha Yuge Yuge
Dharmo Yascha Yuge Yuge
Avatara
Avatara
Anucharitam
Anucharitam
Avatara Anucharitam
Avatara Anucharitam
Yat
Yat
Aishariyatamam
Aishariyatamam
Hare
Hare
Yadacharyatamam Hare
Yadacharyatamam Hare
Yugani Yugamanam Cha
Yugani Yugamanam Cha
Dharmo Yacha Yuge Yuge
Dharmo yascha yuge yuge
Avataranucharitam
Avataranucharitam
Yadacharyatamam hare
Yadacharyatamam hare
Okay, word for word.
To be good.
Yugani
Yugani 不同的年代
Yugamanam
Yugamanam, 每个年代的长度。
Cha,
cha, 还有。
Dharma,
dharma, 个别的职责。
Yacha,
yacha, 和那个。
Yuge, yuge,
yuge, yuge, 在每个年代。
Avatara,
avatara,化身
Anucharitam
Anucharitam 以及化身的活动
Yat
Yat 那个
Ashcharyatamam
Ashcharyatamam 最神奇的活动
Hare
Hare 至尊主的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，请解释创造持续过程中所有不同的年代，每一个年代的长度。也请告诉我，至尊主的不同化身在不同的年代里从事的各种活动。要旨。至尊主 Krishna 在存在是存在中的第一位人格首神，他所有的化身虽然与他没有分别， 但都由他那里而来。帕克希特王向伟大而有学识的圣人苏帕迪瓦戈斯瓦米询问这些化身的不同的活动，以便权威经典记录下来。今后人们可以透过经典记载的这些活动确认至尊主的化身。帕克希特王不会被普通人的感情所左右，随便接受什么人为至尊主的化身。相反，他希望以伟大文献中提到的真相及苏帕迪瓦戈斯瓦米等灵性导师的确认为标准，接受至尊主的化身。至尊主通过他的内在能量降临，不受制于任何自然的法律，因此他的活动也不是普通的。经典中记载了至尊主的特殊活动，我们应该知道至尊主的活动与至尊主本人因为都处于绝对的层面上，所以是一样的。正因为如此，聆听至尊主的活动意味着直接与至尊主联谊，而直接与至尊主联谊意味着清除物质污染。我们在前一篇中已经谈到了这一点。译文，请解释创造持续过程中所有不同的年代，每一个年代的长度，也请告诉我至尊主的不同化身在不同的年代里从事的各种活动。阿叔。
Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurumilitam Jnana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here, Maharaj Parikshit is continuing his questions, his inquiries to Shukadeva Goswami.
在这里呢，是帕克希特王继续在向圣 Shukadeva Goswami 提问。
He asks about the different ages, so the duration of the creation.The duration of the ages.
那么他呢，在询问是关于在这个创造过程中的不同的年代以及不同年代的长度这样的话题，这样的问题。
And he also asks about the different activities of the Lord in his different incarnations through the different ages.
他也在询问主在不同的年代所降临的不同的化身所从事的各种各样不同的活动都是什么？
And Srila Prabhupada in the purport elaborates only on this second part about the different activities of the different incarnations of the Lord.
而沙拉帕帕在今天这节诗的要旨里面呢，他只是进一步的阐释了今天这个诗节的第二部分，就是主在不同的年代不同的化身所从事的不同的活动。
And throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Shukadeva Goswami is going to give more emphasis, more stress to this, to the activities of the Lord.
而在整部的圣典不加瓦坦里呢，圣Shukadeva Goswami 他也会更加的强调解释更多的关于主在不同的年代中的不同的化身的不同的活动。
Even though Maharaj Parikshit asks many questions and some are very technical questions, you know, regarding this material creation, Shukadeva Goswami is going to answer to those questions but is going to give to give, is going to give more attention to the questions related to the Supreme Lord and his activities.
虽然说呢，帕尔克希特王他询问了很多问题，而且呢也询问了很多的关于这个物质世界创造的技术性的问题。那么虽然苏克蒂维格斯瓦米呢，他也的确会回答这些问题，但是呢他会把更多的关注点放在和至尊主相关的这些问题的回答上。
It's natural that we have a certain curiosity of because we are within the material creation. We want to know how this material creation came about, you know, how long it takes, if it's going to be destroyed, when it's going to be destroyed. All these questions are certainly relevant because we are within the material world.
因为呢，我们是生活在这个物质世界里的，我们是生活在这个物质创造中的，所以说呢，也就很自然我们会有一些好奇心。那我们呢就希望能够知道这个物质世界是怎么创造出来的呀，那它是怎么维系的呀，它将存在多长时间呢，它将在什么，它将是怎么样的一种状况下被毁灭的呢，所以呢这些问题呢也都是一些相关的问题，因为我们是身在其中的。
But it's not so relevant, it's not so important in one sense.
但是从某种意义上来说呢，这又不相关，而且又不那么重要。
Because it's the material world and it's a temporary place and we don't belong here.
I didn't hear the last word.
We don't belong here.、
Oh, okay, 因为呢，这是一个物质世界，它是短暂而临时的，所以呢，我们其实是不属于这个地方的。
Yeah, it's nice to know how the creation come about because the creation is a manifestation, is a work of the Lord.
那当然了，我们如果要是能够了解一些关于创造的话题是挺好的，因为这个创造呢，它是主他所从事的活动。
It's an incredible pastime. Just the creation itself is an incredible pastime.
那就光创造本身它就已经是一个非常的令人不可思议的逍遥时光。
The destruction of the universe is also an incredible pastime.
对于宇宙的毁灭也是一个令人叹为观止的逍遥时光。
But all these pastimes are the least important pastimes of the Lord, the least important.
但是对于主的逍遥时光来说呢，这些逍遥时光都是最不重要的。
It's like the government, we say many times this, the government does not give, is not very proud of announcing in newspapers and in the television that they have opened a new prison house.
比如说我们都已经反复举过这个例子，一个政府呢，他不会大张旗鼓的去宣传在新闻媒体上去宣传他又开了一座新的监狱。
Because, yeah, it's important because they have to accommodate the criminals also because they are citizens, but it's not the most important activity of the government.
开监狱呢这件事儿也挺重要的，因为呢必须呢要给同是公民的这些罪犯提供生活的条件的设施，但是呢这并不是政府他所从事的最重要的活动。
The most important is the activities that benefit the good citizens.
所以呢对于政府来说最重要的活动是那些能够有益于他的公民的活动。
That's why every time there is an opportunity to speak aboutthe activities of the Lord in the material world, then Shukadeva Goswami extends himself. He's very enthusiastic about doing that.
所以呢，每次当在这个物质世界里面能够有机会讲述主的话题的时候呢，Shukadeva Goswami 他就会把这个话题给扩展开来，他就会非常的兴奋的去讲述。
Because the activities, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the end of the purport, the activities of the Lord are non-different. This is all on the same absolute atmosphere.
因为在咱们今天的这个要旨的最后这一部分呢，舍尔帕帕他就指出了主和主的逍遥时光都是处于同一个超然层面的，他们之间是没有任何的区别的。
So to hear, Srila Prabhupada ends, but to hear the activities of the Lord means to associate with the Lord directly, and association with the Lord directly means purification from material contamination.
所以说呢，舍尔帕帕就在这里面讲到了，聆听至尊主的活动就意味着直接与至尊主联谊，而直接与至尊主联谊呢，也就意味着清除了物质污染。
Yes, in the material world,There is so much contamination.
的确在物质世界里面有太多的污染。
Like now, the whole world is afraid because of the contamination caused by this pandemic.
比如说现在整个世界都处于被这个流行性的病毒所污染的恐慌的状态。
Everybody is frightened.
每个人都很害怕。
The governments are doing their best, but it's overwhelming.
政府呢，的确是在竭尽全力的处理这件事情，但是呢，确实是挺难弄的。
And there is already announcement by the World Health Organization that there will be a second strain of coronavirus, a new.Strain of coronavirus very soon.
那么，世界卫生组织已经宣布了，就是第二轮的新的冠性，就是冠状病毒将会再次袭来。
It's not good news.
所以这并不是好消息。
But there are no good news in the material world.
但是在这物质世界就没有好消息。
In the material world, the news are always about the same thing. Birth, death, old age, disease. Birth, death, old age, and disease. All the time.
因为在这个物质世界里面呢，反复的、不断重复的传来的信息都是和生老病死相关的信息。
Yes, in between these miseries, we try to squeeze in some bliss, some ecstatic moments, some happiness, but it's just for a flickering moments.
的确在我们的这个物质生活中呢，我们可能总是想挤进一些让我们感到很快乐的、很极乐的这些时光，但是呢，这些都是短瞬即逝的。
This virus is very, very scaring because it's spread all over the world and they don't have yet the way to really...control it. So, but there are so many other viruses out there and bacteria and all kinds of diseases that still are not controlled, still are killing people by the thousands, by the millions, but you don't speak anymore about them because it became common sense. It just became, we became used to it, to them.
那么这次这个新的这个病毒呢，它很可怕，大家都很害怕它，因为呢它已经传递到了世界各地，而且呢，我们没有找到一个好的办法来控制住它。但是呢，在这个世界上，其实还有很多其他的各种各样的病毒，它也是在是很有伤害性的，而且呢，它也会要掉大家的这种性命。但是呢，就是由于这都已经是和我们长期的存在的病毒了，我们都已经习惯它了，所以呢，我们就不会再对这些。过气的这些病毒在说些什么
？But there are so many diseases in the world that kill much more people every year than this virus is killing.
但是呢，在这个世界现在确实有很多各种各样的疾病，会使更多的人丧生，比我们现在就是流行的这个冠状病毒要更加的具有杀伤力。
But we get around with all this situation, disease problems, health problems by, you know, trying to stay away from contamination by being clean, by washing ourselves nice, washing our hands, not touch dirty things. Like now they are giving so many rules that it's nice if we follow. So like this, we avoid contamination.
那现在呢，我们为了要避免这个病毒对我们的污染，所以呢，我们就会采取很多的措施，比如说我们会勤洗手呀，然后呢，我们会遵守政府所给我们的各种各样的规则呀。那这些都挺好的，因为呢，它可以让我们尽量的躲开病毒。
Carry a mask all the time.
比如说，老是戴，总是要戴着口罩啊。
Okay, so we think we are, if we follow these rules, we may become free from the contamination.
也许，所以我们就在想，如果我们要是，非常遵循的所有去完成这些规范和原则的话，那我们可能就不会被这个污染所害。
No, we don't become free from contamination because we are still, all of us, subjected to disease, old age, and death, and then birth again.
事实上，我们是没有办法摆脱这些污染的，因为我们所有的人都注定会生病，会变老，然后呢会死去，然后呢又会再次投生。
So the solution to material contamination is in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以说呢，摆脱物质的污染的这个方法是在圣典波迦瓦坛里面所给予的。
Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right solution to the problems of contamination of this material world.
圣典波迦瓦坛呢，就给了我们恰当正确的方法，让我们摆脱这物质的污染。
There's one very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣典波迦瓦坛里面有一节非常美妙的诗节。
Let me see if I... Do you have Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto?
Yes.
Easy to find? Okay.
Yes.
So check the first canto, chapter 2, text 17.
First canto, chapter 2, text 17.
17, yeah.
OK, 我们来看一下圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇第二章的第17节。Read it.
This is the solution to all material contamination. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyanto Stoya Badrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Translation. OK, this is the solution, the remedy for all material contamination.
所以呢，这节诗呢，就是圣典波迦瓦坛为我们提供的摆脱所有的物质污染的良药。译文：作为众生心中的超灵、诚实奉献者的恩人，人格守神 Krishna 会把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐欲望清除掉。正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息是虔诚活动。
So, all the contamination means all the material desires that we have in our hearts, that it's all removed simply by hearing and, about the pastimes of the Lord, by chanting the pastimes of the Lord.
所以说呢，就是所有的这些物质污染，也就是在我们内心中的所有的这些物质的欲望，都会通过聆听以及念诵圣典波迦瓦坛而被清除殆尽。
Because when, as Srila Prabhupada said, when we hear the activities of the Lord, we are associating with the Lord directly.
就像 Srila Prabhupada 所讲到的这样，因为当我们聆听至尊主的话题时，就意味着我们是直接在与至尊主联谊。
It's like when you are in front of the sun, you have to be illuminated. If you are in front of the sun, you are totally illuminated.
那么就好像是当你在当你在这个太阳面前的时候呢，你是完全的被消灭了。
Just by being in front of the sun, you are illuminated.
他说 What do you mean to be eliminated?
Yeah, illuminated with light.
Illuminated.
Not eliminated.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. 对不起啊，就是刚才我误听了阿叔刚才说的一个词，就是说呢，就是当我们在太阳的面前的时候呢，我们立刻就被点亮了。
Everything is clear. Everything is clear around us.
因为呢，当我们在太阳面前的时候呢，在周围的一切都变得如此的清晰。
The same when we are hearing about Krishna or singing the glories and the names of Krishna. Naturally, because we are associated with the Lord, there's no room for material contamination.
因为当我们在聆听关于 Krishna 的话题的时候，当我们在唱诵和荣耀关于 Krishna 的话题的时候呢，那就没有任何的物质的污染的空间了。
So it means that the remedy to stop this material contamination is to hear more about Krishna, to glorify Krishna more and more. This is the only remedy.
所以说呢，唯一清除和抵制物质污染的方法，就是更多的去聆听关于主 Krishna 的荣耀，更多的去唱诵意念主 Krishna 的荣耀。
Because the messages, the activities of Krishna are known different from Krishna himself.
因为呢，主 Krishna 的信息以及主 Krishna 的活动和主 Krishna 本人没有任何的区别。
So when we hear about the glories of the Lord, or you chant these glories without offenses, with the right attitude, then Krishna is present there in a form of transcendental sound.
所以说呢，当我们以恰当的态度，在没有冒犯的情况下去聆听以及去念诵主的荣耀的时候呢，主他就会在以他超然的声音的形象下显现。
So we have to develop a taste to chant the holy names, a taste to hear Bhagavatam, to discuss, to hear about the activities of the Lord, and talk about these things.Because this is the remedy to really solve all our problems of material existence.
所以呢，我们就必须要培养出念诵圣名的品味，要培养出去聆听和荣耀主的活动的这个品味，并且呢，我们也希望能够有品味的去谈论关于主的话题，因为这是唯一的清除物质污染的方法。
Yes, we may say, many devotees say, and I also may say, but we don't have so much taste. We like to hear about what's going on with this virus, but we don't read as much Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't spend as much hearing about Krishna as we should.
那也许可能我们就会说，哎呀，那我确实没有品味啊，我可能特别的感兴趣的想知道我们这病毒现在又发展到什么程度了，但是呢。我却没有那么多的兴趣去聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛，或者是阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛中的这些内容。
So one way and the best way to improve that, to gain the taste, is to also serve the devotees, particularly pure devotees. Serve them, follow their instruction, their guidance, and follow their guidance and serve them personally. This is one very good way to purify our senses and our mind, and then we get the taste to hear more about Krishna.
其中一种可以提升我们关于聆听 Krishna 的品味的方法呢，就是去服务奉献者，特别是服务纯粹的奉献者，去遵循奉献者所给予我们的这个训示。那么通过这样的方式呢，就可以能够让我们得到进化。我们在进化之后呢，我们就能够有更多的品味来聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
And then also by the simple process of keep hearing, keep chanting, and try to be aware of any offensive attitude, gradually also we develop a taste.
还有另外一种非常简单的方法呢，就是不断的聆听，不断的念诵，不断的聆听，不断的念诵。然后呢，要去努力的意识到我们所具有的冒犯的心态，然后呢，去更正它。那么通过这样的不断的去重复做这些事情呢，我们也能够培养出品味。
And is Krishna, when Krishna sees that the devotee is sincere and he really tries to serve the Lord, is very eager, when he sees the devotee is very eager to hear the Lord, to serve the devotees, then the Lord from within, it helps the devotee to become purified of all material contamination.
而且呢，当主他看到了一位奉献者的真诚，他发现他真的很想听关于主的话题，而且也很想去服务主的奉献者的时候呢，他就会从内心中去指导这位奉献者，然后呢，让这位奉献者在内心中得到净化。
Most of people in this material world don't even know or are not interested to go back to Krishna. It's out of their minds.
在这个物质世界的大部分的人呢，其实根本就不知道或者也没有兴趣要回到 Krishna 那里，脑子里根本就没有这件事儿。
They think life is just here. Everything happens here.
他们就觉得生活就是在这块地方，所有的一切呢，就是发生在这个我们所生活的地方。
But for those of us who are trying to become devotees, we start developing a desire to go back to Krishna.
但是作为那些像我们这样想要努力成为奉献者的人，我们就培养出了一种愿望，想要回到 Krishna 身边去。
And when you develop this sincere desire to go back to Krishna and really make an effort, then Krishna helps us.
那么当你真正的培养出了真诚的想要回到 Krishna 身边的这种愿望的时候呢，那 Krishna 他就会帮助你，而且呢，你真的是在努力做这件事情的时候， Krishna 就会帮助你。
Because actually the Lord is more anxious to take us back to him than we desire to go to him.
事实上主他更加的迫切的希望把我们给带回去，比我们自己的愿望要更加的强烈。
So, okay, you may say this process of Krishna consciousness, it seems easy in one sense, but the application might be difficult because we have so many material attachments.
那所以可能从某种角度，从一方面来说呢，我们觉得这个 Krishna 知觉的程序是挺容易的，但是从实际的操作的角度上来讲呢，又很难。原因就是因为我们有太多的物质的依附。
But if you make an effort, if you make an effort to hear more, hear or read or chant or discuss the activities, the glories of the Lord.Then the Lord from within our hearts helps us to become more eager to follow the process, and the process then it becomes more easy for us to follow.
但是呢，如果我们要是努力的想要读更多、念诵更多，或者说是讨论更多的关于主的荣耀的话题的时候呢，那么主在内心中呢，他就会来启发我们。使我们能够更容易的进行这个练习的这个程序。那么当我们更容易的练习这个程序的时候呢，就会发现更加容易了。
Because the Lord from within our hearts give us the strength to protect us against our material attachments.
因为主呢，他从内心之中会给我们灵性的力量。然后从而呢，让我们能够去应对我们的物质的欲望。
So it's by His mercy that happens.
所以呢，这个事情如果发生了的话呢，是主的仁慈。
We just need to have this desire to hear more about His activities.
那我们唯一需要做到的呢，就是培养更多的愿望去聆听主的活动。
That's why the Lord comes to the material world.
也就是这个原因呢，主他会来到这个物质世界。
Because he comes to the material world means he comes to perform very wonderful activities.
他来到物质世界，也就意味着他上这儿来上演他非常美妙的逍遥时光、逍遥活动。
And the activities of the Lord are very captivating because they are very unique.
而主的这些活动呢，因为是非常的独特的，所以呢是很有吸引力的，是很迷人的。
The Lord comes in incredible forms, in so many different forms.
主呢，他以各种各样的令人不可思议的形象显现。
And he performs in incredible, incredible pastimes.
而且呢，他会从事这些不可思议的逍遥时光。
Everybody in this material world is attracted by special personalities who show, who display a special power or special intelligence or a special beauty, whatever opulence is people show in this world, common people are attracted to hear about these people because we are attracted by opulences in life.
那么在这个世界，如果有任何一个人他展现了一些特别的奇迹，或者就是他如果展现了一些特别所拥有的富裕，他的力量的时候呢，普通的人就会被其所吸引，因为在这个物质世界的人，他本来的这种状态就是会被各种各样的富裕所吸引。
All these opulences, you know, wealth, power, beauty, fame, what is that? Renunciation. What is the other word?
Knowledge.
No, in this world, if anyone shows to a certain extent these opulences, it makes that person very attractive, and people want to hear about the activities of such person because they're attractive.
因为在这个物质世界的任何一个人，他如果显现出了财富啊、美丽啊、力量啊、知识啊、气绝呀、啊，还有这个名声啊。在任何这一方面显示出了一些特别的卓越的事迹的时候呢，都会很吸引人们去聆听关于他们的这些事迹。
So if people are attracted to hear about other people who have some material opulences, how much attracted they should be to hear about the Lord who has all those opulences.Not only as these opulences, but as them completely and perfectly.
所以，如果要是在这个物质世界，人们会被某些人的一些物质上的富裕所吸引的话，那么当有主的这六项富裕的全面的富裕的展示被讲述的时候，那人们是会多么的被其所吸引呢？
People may have one particular opulence, but it's not complete and perfect, and they cannot maintain that opulence all the time. Nobody is wealthy all the time. Nobody is beautiful all the time. Nobody is famous all the time. But still, people want to hear about these people while they have these opulences.
那么当一个人他拥有某项富裕的时候呢？他所拥有的这个富裕并不是完整的，也不是完全的。那没有任何一个人他可以永远都是富有的，他也不可能永远都是美丽的，他也不可能永远都是非常的具有力量的。但是就即便如此，人们也依然的非常的被这些人所展示的富裕所吸引。
But Krishna is always manifesting these opulences perfectly and completely.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他却时刻都在完美的以及完整的展现着所有的这些富裕。
And Krishna performs so many activities when he comes to the material world in so many different forms.
而当主 Krishna 他来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他以这么多不同的形象，展示着各种各样的活动。
And there is, and the Lord comes to perform those activities, certainly because he enjoys to perform them, because everything the Lord does is because he enjoys to do, but he does that mainly with the intention of attracting the hearts, the minds of the conditioned souls.
那当主在展示他所有这些活动的时候呢，那毫无疑问他是乐在其中的。因为主他所从事的任何一个活动，他都是非常的享乐的去做这些事情。但是呢，他还有一个非常主要的一个意图，就是通过这些活动来吸引这些受条件限制人的心。
So, in the material world, as we said, the creation or the destruction, it's not so outstanding. And Krishna does that even through Brahma, through Lord Shiva. But when it comes to maintain the material world and the appear in the material world, everything is done by him personally, by Krishna personally, either in his original form or in the form of his incarnations.
所以呢，当主在就是当这个物质世界的创造以及毁灭这两件事情在进行的时候呢，它并不是那么的卓越非凡，所以说呢，他也不需要自己亲自做，他就会通过主 Brahma 或者通过主 Shiva 来完成这些事情。但是呢，说到这个宇宙的维系的时候呢，主他就要亲力亲为了，他就要不然呢，就是他自己的原初的这个形象来完成这件事情，要不然呢，就以他各种各样的化身的形象来从事这个工作。
You have the Bhagavad Gita with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, chapter 4, text 6.
我们来看看圣典薄伽梵歌的第四章的第六十节。
Ajopisanna vyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan prakitistam adishtaya sambhavamiyatma mayaya。
尽管我不经出生就存在，我超然的身体永不变质，我是众生的主人，但我仍以原本的超然形象在每个年代显现。
The Lord does not take birth like we take birth.
主呢，他是不需要出生的。
Because he's eternal, so there's no birth and old age and death for him.
因为主他是永恒的，所以说呢，对于他来讲是没有生老病死的。
We do. We also individual souls, parcels of Krishna. We also are not subject to birth, old age, and disease and death. All these things. We are not.
但是我们呢，其实也不需要生老病死，因为我们是主的这个不可分割的一部分。我们是个体灵魂。
But when we become identified with this material existence, then yes, we think we are experienced birth, experienced old age, disease, and death.
但是呢，当我们认同于我们的这个物质的身份的时候，我们在这个物质存在中的这种状态的时候，那这会儿我们就觉得我们是要经历生老病死的。
So in the material world, we are forced.To undergo these things because of our being controlled by the modes of material nature.
那因为在这个物质世界呢，我们是被这个物质自然属性所控制，所以呢，我们就被强迫着要经历这些过程。
But when Krishna comes into the material world, he comes with his only.In his own internal energy, is never affected by this external material energy.
但是当 Krishna 他降临于世的时候呢，他是完全的随着他的就是内在的这个能量而来的，他完全是不会被他的外在能量所影响。
Krishna is always surrounded by his internal energy.
所以 Krishna 他永远都是被他的内在能量所包裹的。
Material energy is an external energy.
而物质能量呢是外在的能量。
It does not interact with its external energy.
所以说呢，主 Krishna 他是不需要跟，就主他是不需要跟这些外在能量有染的。
Because external energy sometimes manifests, sometimes not manifests. It's temporary. It creates a situation just for the conditioned souls.
那这个外在能量呢，它是一种临时性的能量，它有的时候显现，有的时候不显现，它只是为这些受条件限制灵魂所创造的一种状态。
So it's the Lord is not affected by the laws of material nature when he comes here.
所以呢，当主他来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他是不会被物质自然的定律所影响的。
He's always situated in his internal energy.
所以他总是安处在他的内在能量之中。
It's like when the king or the president goes into a jail to visit the jail to see how everything is conducted there. And he pays a visit to the jail. He goes into the jail, but is not subjected to the laws of the jail.
比如说一位国王或者是一位国家元首，他会到这个监狱里面去视察监狱里面的情况，但是呢，并不意味着他到监狱里面，他就会受到监狱里面的这些法规的束缚。
So the same when Krishna comes to the material world, is not affected by the material energy.
所以说呢，同样的，当 Krishna 来到这物质世界的时候呢，他也不会被这物质的能量所影响。
So why does he come?
那 Krishna 为什么要来呢？
It comes particularly for us, the conditioned souls.
那他来呢？他主要是为了我们这些受条件限制的灵魂来的。
So the Lord brings with him his spiritual kingdom, his spiritual associates, and he comes into the material world. He performs very beautiful pastimes, and then moves on to another place. So it's like a group of performers, you know, they travel from town to town, they put up their show, they perform, and then they move to another place. So they are on their own scene.
那主呢，他是带着他的灵性的王国，带着他灵性的同游，一起来到了这个物质世界。然后呢，在这物质世界呢，就会上演各种各样的非常美妙的逍遥活动。然后呢，他们会结束在这个地方的活动之后呢，又会去到下一个地方。那所以呢，就好像是一个就好像是一些这个演员，就是然后呢，他们会进行巡游，他们会从一个地方游走到另外一个地方，来完全的上演他们自己的活动。
So the same, the Lord comes with his spiritual world, his spiritual associates, and he performs very beautiful pastimes. And if you are fortunate to become attracted to the pastimes of the Lord, or at least to hear about those pastimes of the Lord, then naturally our material desires will fade away. And gradually we have developed the desire to also join the Lord in these wonderful, joyful pastimes.
所以主呢和他的王国和他的这些灵性的同游们来到这儿以后呢，就上演着他们的这些逍遥时光。那如果我们要是非常幸运的能够被这种逍遥时光所吸引，或者是我们能够聆听关于这些逍遥时光的这些话题的话，那么我们就会净化掉我们内心的那些物质的欲望，然后希望有一天呢，我们也会产生这种一种强烈的愿望，希望也能够加入到主的这些逍遥时光之中。
So simply by hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna and serving the devotees of Krishna, gradually our hearts become purified and we start developing the desire.To be with Krishna, to be live also in a spiritual atmosphere free from contamination.
所以说呢，我们在通过聆听以及意念，就是聆听和唱诵关于主的这个荣耀的时候， 以及呢，在服务主的奉献者的时候呢，就会使我们内心得到净化，慢慢的呢，就会净化掉我们所有的内心的物质欲望，从而呢，使我们就会培养出也要加入到主的这些欢乐的逍遥时光之中，并且也希望能够有一天能够和主生活在一起的这样的愿望。
So it's a very efficient process to really get rid of our material contamination.
所以呢，这是一个非常有效的程序，来真正的清除掉我们的物质的污染。
Our desire to enjoy this material world is gradually cleansed away. We lose that desire to enjoy the material world.
而且呢，我们想要去享受这个物质世界的这些欲望都会慢慢的、逐渐的被清除掉。
We just have to develop this desire to hear more and more about Krishna.
那我们唯一要做的事情呢，就是要培养和发展出越来越多的想要聆听关于 Krishna 的愿望。
In that verse we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami uses the word viduṇoti suritsatam in the last verse, viduṇoti suritsatam. Viduṇoti means cleanses the heart. Viduṇoti cleanses is the process of cleaning the heart.
那么在圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇第二章的第十七十节的最后一句呢，苏塔波斯巴米他所说的是 viduṇoti suritsatam， 这个意思呢就是清理我们的内心，清洁我们的内心。
Viduṇoti means to cleanse。
Viduṇoti 的意思呢是清洁。
In India, particularly in Bengal, where they produce a lot of cotton.
对，sorry, please go ahead.
Yeah, translate.
Okay, 那么在印度，特别是在孟加拉呢，在那个地方呢，就生产出很多棉花。
And the cotton, when they take the bolls of cotton from the plant, when they harvest that, so they have to, before they use the, in order to make tissue fibers, they have to clean all the dust from those cotton balls.
当把这个棉花给摘下来之后呢，在把它进行织布之前，首先呢，要把这些棉花清洁，要把上面所有的土都给掸掉。
Well, this I guess you have in all traditional cotton mills, you know, in the world. I guess they all follow a similar process. But in India, it's like that. They have poles, wooden poles, and in between connecting these two poles, they put a metal string, very tight string, and so there are different poles, you know, with a string between them, a metal string, and then on the top of these strings they put the pieces of harvest cotton.
那在这个所有的地方的这个棉花厂，它都应该是有同样的来给这个棉花上掸土的这个程序，但是在印度他们做的这件事情呢，就是用两根木头的棍子，就两个木头桩子，然后在这个木头桩子中间呢会绷起非常的紧的这个铁丝，然后呢用这个，然后在这个铁丝上面呢挂上棉花，把这个就这样一个程序。
So the cotton is put on the top of this very tight metal strings.
然后呢这个棉花呢就放在被绷得很紧的这个铁丝上。
And then they apply a kind of a machine that creates a very light vibration to this metal string.
然后呢，他们就会用一个机器，然后这个机器呢，它就会产生非常细微的震动，然后呢，让这个就是让这个这些铁丝就会震动起来，弹动起来。
It's a very light vibration, but that light vibration moves very lightly the cotton. We don't even see it practically with our eyes, but it creates a vibration. The cotton balls on the top move a little bit, and the dust comes out without destroying the fibers, without destroying the fibers of the cotton, and the dust gradually falls out from the cotton. And in this way, after some time, the cotton is clean and they can put into the sink to make the fiber for cloth.
那这个铁这个细丝它所发出的这个弹动呢是非常的微细的，然后呢在上面的这些棉花呢就会轻轻的抖动起来，它所抖动的这种状态我们是用肉眼基本上都看不出来的，但是呢它就在这个抖动的过程中呢就是把这个棉花上所有的这些尘土就被抖掉了，然后随就是在不断的抖动的这个过程中呢这个尘土就都被抖掉了，但是在抖掉的这个时候呢这个棉花本身的质量是不会被毁坏掉的，那么经过一段时间的这样的这个抖动之后呢这个棉花就干净了，就可以去进行织布了。
Yes, and this apparatus is called Vidunoti.
所以呢就是这个程序被称为叫 Vidunoti.
It's a machine to cleanse the cotton.
它其实就是一个清洁棉花的机器。
So I guess they use the same type of thing in China. When we talk about traditional manipulation of cotton, which makes the best qualities of cloth when it's really manipulated and manipulated, not so much with huge machines like nowadays, but when it's really done in a traditional way, it's the best quality cotton.
那我们相信在中国呢肯定也有传统的很好的就是清洁棉花的这种方式，那么以这种非常传统的方式呢它所处理出来的这个棉花呢是质量最上乘的棉花。
So why did I give you this example? Because in a process of cleansing our hearts from all contamination to purify our hearts is also done in an imperceptible way, practically speaking. We don't notice much.
那为什么要给大家举这个例子呢？就是说当我们在清理我们内心的这些不洁的时候，其实也是在一种不知不觉的状态下发生的。
So that's why devotees sometimes they feel that after some time of practice, it seems nothing is happening, and they start losing their enthusiasm.
They're losing their enthusiasm of practice the devotion service?
The devotees after practice for some time, they don't notice that they are advancing very much, they are becoming very purified, and then they lose enthusiasm in their practice.
Okay. 那么所以说呢，就是当这个奉献者有的时候当他休息了一段时间之后呢，他就发现他自己没有什么取得进步，他觉得他自己也没有什么进展，所以呢他就觉得没什么大的兴趣了，他的这个热情就消失了。
And sometimes devotees even decrease their practice or give up their practice.
那所以甚至于有的奉献者呢，他就减少了自己的修习，甚至于放弃了自己的修习。
And this is the big mistake they do.
但这个呢，是他们犯的一个最大很大的错误。
Because in fact they are progressing.If they are practicing sincerely, they are progressing. It's very slow, might be a very slow process, but it's working. The heart is becoming cleansed. And those who are associating with them, they can notice them. Those who saw them in the beginning, from the very beginning until a certain stage, they can see how much progress they have made, how much purified they have. But they themselves, they think that they are not, nothing much is happening, because the devotees are, you know, because of the mode of passion, we want immediate big results. We want to be immediately, after a few months, see Krishna in front of us playing the flute, and we can enter in the spiritual world after a few months of practice. But no, we have to be very patient. It's a gradual process. It works. But we have to be always vibrating, always hearing about Krishna, always chanting his glories, always, always, a little bit every day, and every day, every day, every day. And it's cleansing our hearts of material contamination.
其实并不是这样的，就是如果要是这个人他要是在很真诚的状态下去进行这个灵性的修习的话，他的内心是真正的在发生着进化的这个变化的，他是有这个转变的。但是呢，因为他是一个非常循序渐进的非常缓慢的一个过程，所以呢就使得自己并没有发现到这一点。但是在我们身边的这些奉献者和我们在一起的这些人，实际上是能够看到在我们身上所发生的被净化了之后的这种改变的。那么就是由于我们的内心是被这个物质是被物质的激情属性所影响，所以呢就使得我们希望什么事儿都图快，就希望我们能够赶紧的就看到这件事情的这个效果。甚至于希望几个月之后呢，就 Krishna 他就能吹着笛子显现在我们的面前，但是其实不是这样的，它是一个非常缓慢的循序渐进的一个过程。那么我们需要做的一件事情呢，就是不断的去聆听，不断的让自己去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息，去聆听关于 Krishna 的这个荣耀，每天都听这么一点，每天都听这么一点。那么这样呢，它就会让我们不断的处在这个让这个机器弹动的这个过程中。
You just have to watch out that we don't commit offenses.
那我们要小心的是呢，不要冒犯。
And in order to increase our urge, our desire to hear more, it's nice to serve the devotees, particularly pure devotees.
而且呢，如果要是为了让我们的这个愿望能够变得更加的强烈，那我们应该做的事情呢是去服务奉献者，特别是去服务纯粹的奉献者。
And then it increases the process, means we develop more desire to hear about Krishna. We become more attached to hear.
然后这样呢就会使我们的愿望呢变得更加的有进展，那也就意味着我们会更加的依附于去聆听，我们想要聆听更多关于 Krishna 的信息。
Because by service, our senses become purified, our mind becomes more peaceful.
因为当我们的这个服务，就是当我们在进行服务的时候，就会让我们的内心变得更加的净化，使我们的心意变得更加的平和。
But if you notice that if we think that we are not making much progress, we just have to increase our hearing, more hearing, not to decrease, not to give up.
那所以当我们意识到我们并没有取得任何的进步的时候，我们应该做的事情呢，是应该让自己增加更多的聆听，而不是放弃或者减少我们的聆听。
Because if we give up, then material energy traps us again.
因为如果我们要是放弃的话呢，这物质能量立刻就会再把我们给撂倒。
That's why in places, countries or in places where the virus still prominent, where people still becoming contaminated, they are always asking people, be very careful, keep very clean. Wash yourself nice, gargle with clean water, don't touch these things, and wear a mask. No, prevent yourself from getting sick, getting contaminated.
所以就是为什么现在依然在这个疫区的这些人，他们依然被建议着要勤洗手，然后呢要勤漱口，一定要戴着口罩，然后一定要让把自己保护好，然后不要让自己被这个病毒所污染。
So in this way they can be even they are in a very contaminating environment, they can be protected.
就如果是这么做了的话呢，即便是处在被严重污染的疫区，它也能够被保护。
The same way, in the material world, there is always material contamination, is always there, material nature, illusion is always trying to trap us. But if you keep chanting the holy names, keep hearing Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam, talking about Krishna, talking about stories of Krishna and the message of Krishna, then naturally we are immune to contamination.
同样呢，在这个物质世界呢，是有很多的污染的。那么这个物质能量呢，它其实始终都是在迷惑着我们。但是如果我们要是始终能够听更多的关于 Krishna 的信息，能够讲述关于更多的 Krishna 的信息，然后让自己去从事这个奉爱服务的话，那我们也就很自然的会处在一种免疫的状态，而不被物质的能量所污染。
嗯。So this is our protection, to be always chanting the holy names, chanting always the holy names, be with the devotees, serve the devotees, and hear about the glories of Krishna. If you sit together, don't waste time talking about this and that. Just, if you don't have anything to say about Krishna, just pick up Bhagavatam and read.There's so many information about Krishna in the Bhagavatam. It's only about Krishna. Just read aloud, you know, have kirtan. And like this, all this material contamination gradually will leave us away.
所以对我们的保护，让我们免除物质的污染的方式呢，就是总是念诵圣名，总是和奉献者在一起。总是阅读圣典国家瓦坛，阅读十二爸爸的书籍，然后呢总是和奉献者去探讨关于 Krishna 的活动， Krishna 的这个事迹。那如果我们要是没有什么可说的话呢，那我们就拿起一本书就拿起圣典国家瓦坛去阅读圣典国家瓦坛中的内容，因为在这里没有内容，就有太多的关于 Krishna 的这些信息，而不要把自己的时间浪费到去和大家进行闲扯闲谈的这些话题上，那么通过这样的方式呢，就可以使我们不被这个物质的能量所影响、所污染。
Because nowadays everybody has a cell phone, everybody is connected with so many news, so many things, and it can be a waste of time to go and see all these news, all these miseries around the world.It has always been like that since time immemorial. That this is the material world, is a place of miseries. Nothing new. It seems new, but it's always the same thing. Miseries, miseries, misery. This is what Krishna says. Lukalayama Shasvatam is a place of misery. It's a temporary place. Don't waste time dealing with this temporary and miserable thing. Just concentrate on hearing more about Krishna, talking more about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, associate with devotees, serve the devotees. This is the way to deal with the material contamination.
因为我们现在有手机，然后手机上呢都是通过互联网可以给我们接近很多很多的各种各样的信息，但是呢所以呢就会让我们能够很容易的被这些各种各样的坏消息啊这些信息所影响，但事实上呢在这个手机上告诉我们的这些新闻呢，它其实并不是新闻，它始终都是在从远古以来就一直向我们播报的各种各样的痛苦的消息，那看起来好像是新的，但它其实并不是新的。Krishna 他已经说了，在这个物质世界，它本来就是一个痛苦之地，所以没什么可新鲜的。所以我们要做的事情呢，就是不断的去和奉献者联谊，去念诵圣名，去聆听这个 Krishna 的荣耀，去阅读十二法宝的这种书籍， 然后以这样的方式呢，使我们不被这些污染所捕获。
So we stop here.
所以呢，我们的讲课部分呢，就先停在这儿了。
And if you have any comments or any questions, you are much welcome.
所以呢，大家如果有任何的问题，有任何的评述的话呢，欢迎大家提上来。Ashu, here has a whole list of questions here.
Oh, you.
等会我看看啊。
Shoot.
Yeah, yeah. 我看第一个问题。第一个问题是来自于 Bhagavati Mataji 的，为什么 Park Sita 王能够接受 Sukadeva 为灵性导师？ Why Park Sita Maharaj accept Sukadeva Goswami as the spiritual master?
Well, because he saw that Sukadeva Goswami had the symptoms of a very, very pure devotee.
因为圣苏克迪瓦戈斯瓦米他所展现出来的真相是非常非常纯粹的奉献者的真相。
You see, when Parikshit Maharaj was sitting by the banks of the holy river, and he was ready to spend the last day, 7 days of his life, just fasting, not drinking, not sleeping, not eating, he wanted to hear about the goal of life. And so many great sages from all over the world,even from other places in the universe, they came because King Parikshit was so famous, from the family of the Pandavas, he was so famous. So they came, you know, to assist him. And until Sukadeva Goswami came, and when Sukadeva Goswami came, even though he was just a young boy, 16 years old, and he was naked, he was not even clean, coming out from the forest, you know, But everybody, including Lord Brahma, Lord Vyasadev, Srila Vyasadev, Narada Muni was also there. So many great personalities were there with Maharaj Parikshit. They all offer obeisance, their respects to Sukadeva Goswami. It's because they could notice, they had the vision, they could notice that this boy is not ordinary boy, he's a very pure soul.And then Parikshit Maharaj himself, he became very attracted for his obeisance and his homages, and then begged Sukadeva Goswami to guide him, to instruct him.
那 Park Sita 王呢，他因为生命就剩最后这几天了，所以呢，他就决定要在圣河的岸边，进行完全的戒食，然后也不再睡觉了。他要做的完全的事情呢，就是聆听关于生命的意义的这个话题，然后以此呢来度过他生命最后的这个时光。那当时呢，由于帕尔克西特王呢，他是名声远扬的，因为他是潘达瓦的后人，所以说呢，当时就有很多的人来支持他，有很多的圣人，甚至于从其他的这些宇宙来的这些圣人，全都来这儿为他这个。助威。那么此时呢，这个Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他后来就来到了这个现场。那么 Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他只是一个年轻的男孩，他才只有16岁的年纪，而且呢，他也是赤身裸体的，他自己也没有像外在上清洁的很清洁干净，但是呢，他是完全纯粹的，而且呢，就是他这种纯粹是能够被所有的人给感知到的。所以当苏克迪波戈斯瓦米他到场的时候呢，包括主 Brahma 在内的所有的这些人全部都向圣苏克迪波戈斯瓦米顶拜，帕克西特王也向圣苏克迪波戈斯瓦米顶拜，因为他们能够感知到他是如此的纯粹。那么这会儿呢，帕克西特王就请求他能够指点他，能够成为他的灵性导师，来给他讲述这个生命的真谛。
嗯，Other question?
下面一个问题是来自于 Rajendra 法部的，感谢阿叔，感谢翻译和主持。今天引用了圣典博达瓦坛第一篇第二章第17节的译文，其中提到了已经发展出聆听主的信息，本身就是虔诚活动。这个虔诚活动是来自英文的Witness 是一个含义吗？ Witness 可以啊。 mantras, mantras. Okay, Rajendra Prabhu's question is like this. Today you quoted the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, verse number 17. And here you said that have already developed to hearing the information of the Lord, and itself is a piety activity. In Chinese, we use the translation as a piety activity, but in English, it's a word of virtuous. So he mentioned if the English word of virtuous can be understood as the pious activity, those are the same meaning.
Yeah, it's the same. And of course, this is a type of, it's not mundane piety. It's the same word, the same word, pious or virtuous is the same.
那么就是这个virtuous 这个词，我们可能从翻译上来看，从解释上看， 它是善良的。那么它呢，在这里和这个虔诚是同样的一个意思，但这个虔诚呢，并不指的是物质的虔诚。
Virtuous or pious, the meaning is the same.
所以这个 virtuous 和虔诚它是同样的意思。
In English, they say, and we have to note that these pious activities are not mundane activities. These are pious activities that are conducive to devotional service. Those of us who have been studying the Nectar of Devotion on Fridays, we already went through this. There are certain pious activities that give material results, pious activities that are conducive to being attracted to liberation, and as piety or virtuous activities that are conducive to attraction to devotional service. So this is the type of piety.
那但是在这里面的这个 virtuous 就是这个善良的这个行为，这个虔诚的活动呢，指的是有益于奉爱服务的活动。 那么在这个如果有奉献者聆听我们周五晚上的奉爱的甘露的这个课程的话呢，已经知道我们其实已经提到了不同的这种虔诚活动，因为有的虔诚活动呢，它是可以帮助我们得到物质的解脱的这种虔诚活动，而这里的这个物质的这里边的这个虔诚活动呢，指的是有益于奉爱服务的活动。Okay.
Next question.
请问阿叔，成为奉献者之后还离婚的人是不是不能回归守神？ 阿叔, for those devotees who committed the divorce after they become a devotee, if it's true that they cannot go back to the Godhead because they divorce.
Well, we never heard that.
首先呢，我们从来都没有听到过这一点。
Certainly. It's not a very good thing to not stick to one's duties, but it's not something that prevents a person from achieving Krishna and going back to Krishna.
当然了，一个人他离开自己婚姻中的这个职责，他并不是一件非常好的事情，但是呢，他并不能够障碍一个人回到Krishna的身边。
Just this type of things, of course, is a personal thing, but should not be done whimsically. You know, devotees should not divorce simply because they are difficult in marriage. First, they should try to work out their difficulties before coming to that extreme.
那当然，这是一个个人的选择，但是呢，我们不应该就是随意的去做出这样的一个选择，不应该觉得好像我们在婚姻中遇到了问题、遇到了麻烦，所以呢，我们就采取离婚的这个状态，而首先呢，是先要去努力的解决这个问题。But
yes, it does not prevent a person from going back to Krishna, certainly not.
但是呢，这个毫无疑问的是，就是非常确认的一件事情呢，就是他不会阻碍一个人回到守身的身边。But
if is the result, divorce is the result of being irresponsible, then if a person is irresponsible, even in simple duty, material duties, then you will not be able to be very responsible in your spiritual duties.
但是如果要是出于不负责任而离婚的话，那么如果一个人他在这个物质的事物上都不负责任的话，那他在他的灵性的事物上又如何能够负责呢？
So we have to be very responsible with the commitments we take in the material world, particularly in a marriage, when you're married with another devotee particularly. Of course, if you are not married with a devotee, situation can be different, analyzing a different way. But if he's divorced from a marriage with a devotee, means there was some kind of irresponsibility somewhere.
所以说呢，我们首先呢，在过我们的生活的时候呢，我们是先要去履行我们的物质职责，我们要在我们的物质生活上负责。特别是如果我们要是和一个奉献者处在婚姻之中的话，那我们就要更加的考虑一下我们是不是在履行这个职责。当然如果要是我们的伴侣是一个非奉献者的话，那可能在生活上也有各种各样不同的这种生活方式，所以更加的困难。
Any other question?
Yes, 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 many. So the next question is from Dina Tarini Mataji, 顶拜阿叔的莲花族，请教阿叔，主的外在能量在创造前是存在在主的体内吗？谢谢。阿叔, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that the eternal energy of the Lord, if it'sretained inside of the body of the Lord before the creation.Thank you.
Can you repeat the question? Because it's not so clear.
Yeah, her question is that Lord's external energy, if has been retained or has been kept inside of the body of the Lord before the creation.
The external energy?
Yes, yes, external energy.
Yes, yes, the external energy is an expansion.Of the internal energy of the Lord.
这个主的外在能量是主的内在能量的一个扩展。
Yes, sometimes it's manifested, sometimes it's not manifested. So when it's not manifested, enters inside the body of the Lord.
所以呢，这个外在能量它有的时候是显现的，有的时候是不显现的。当它不显现的时候，它就是在主的体内。
So ultimately, it reverts. It goes back to the original energy, which is the internal energy.
但其实最终呢，它其实还是会回归它的最原初的能量，也就是回归到它的内在能量中。
Because that's the original energy of the Lord, and the material energy it comes from this energy of the Lord.
因为那个内在能量呢，是主的最原初的能量。那么这个主的外在能量呢，它是来自于主的内在能量的。
Next question.
The next question is from Charles Chitra Madhaji. She asks the question for another devotee. 顶拜阿叔，非常感恩您，谢谢翻译，聆听如此重要。我们每天都聆听早课和聆听灵性导师的讲课录音，但是我没多少文化，有的听不太懂，有的听了也记不住，我该怎么办呢？Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you very much. And hearing is so important. And every day I hear in the morning classes and also all kinds of report given by the spiritual masters. But I am not very well educated, so I cannot really follow everything. And even I follow it, I cannot remember them. So what do I do?
Just keep hearing.
就只是不断的聆听。
Sincerely hearing. Never mind if you don't understand everything.
所以呢，就是非常真诚的继续的去聆听，不需要介意你是不是能够懂所有的这些话题。
No, we cannot understand everything. We hear so many things that we cannot understand, we forget. But we keep hearing in this way, our attraction to Krishna.Develops more and more and more. Our hearts become purified. Remember, we do no tea. Gradually, gradually, our hearts become cleansed of impurities. Gradually.
所以呢，我们是不能够听懂所有的这些信息的。我们听到了很多信息， 但是呢我们又把他们给忘记了。但是呢我们要做的事情呢就是不断的去聆听，因为在不断的这个聆听的时候呢，它就是对我们的一个进化的过程。所以我们一定要记住 we do noti， 它是一个就是一个循序渐进的清理的过程，不断的逐渐的过程。
Keep hearing, keep hearing, sincerely hearing, you know, you can certainly absorb certain things, other things are not so easy to absorb, but just keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing, and the process will purify you.
所以呢就是在不断的聆听，那你可能会对一些话题可能会更加的沉醉，可能对另外一些话题呢又不是特别的理解，但是呢无论怎样就是不断的去聆听。
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it's very, very purifying.
聆听圣典不叫瓦坛这个活动是非常非常的具有净化力的。
Very, very purifying.
非常非常的具有净化力。他说的 next question?
What is that verse that we recite every morning? Forgot. Yeah, next question.
Yeah, the next question is from 幸运女神 Prabhu. Hare Krishna, 顶拜，感谢 Prabhu. 经典和 Sadhu 都告诉我们说至尊主的奉献者由主 Vishnu 亲自照顾，一位24小时都在从事纯粹奉爱服务的纯粹奉献者怎么也会受到新冠病毒肺炎的伤害呢？难道主 Vishnu 不亲自庇护这样一位纯粹的奉献者吗？我们该怎样理解这样一件不寻常的事情呢？恳请法布解除我心中的疑惑，感恩您。Hare Krishna, please
before you, before you translate that question. That important verse is just after the verse we just read before. 1:17, now 1:18. Nasatreyashu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloki, bhaktir uttama bhagavati naishtiki. This is also, that's what you recite before.Bhagavatam, by regular attendance in classes of the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to a pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed in loving service and to the personality of Godhead, which praise with transcendental songs established as an irrevocable fact. 1:18.
Yeah, 我们再回答一下上面刚才那位玛塔吉的这个问题哈，就是二叔说呢我们每天早晨在阅读圣典不加瓦坛之前呢，我们要诵读的这个诗节，一个是刚才的那个第一篇第二章的第17诗节，还有就是现在这个诗节第18诗节。经常参加不加瓦坛的课，并为纯粹奉献者做服务，就能清除心中几乎所有的物质污染，为超然赞歌颂扬的人格守神做爱心服务，就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
Translate the question just before.
Okay. 那么现在来看这位幸运女神玛塔吉的问题。Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances to you. In both Sastra and Sadhu told us that the devotee of the Lord has been personally taken care of by Lord Vishnu.And for a pure devotee who is rendering the devotional service for the Lord for the 24 hours a day, how come he is attacking by the coronavirus? then the Lord Vishnu himself is not protecting such a pure devotee? What is the right way to understand such abnormal?Please help me to remove the doubts in my mind. Thank you very much.
So you think anybody, any soul who takes birth in a material body, the material body has to go through all these changes, has to go as to grow, as to get disease, get old, and eventually die. This is all bodies in this material world are affected by these laws. Only the form of the Lord is not affected by that, because the Lord never takes on a material form. But his pure devotees take on material forms, and those material forms are subjected to the material energy.
那么，在这个物质世界，所有投生进物质躯体的灵魂，它这个躯体都会经历生老病死的这个过程。那么，在这个物质世界中，只有主本人，他是不会投生在这个物质躯体中，从而不会受这个物质自然就会这受这个物质能量的定律的这个影响的。但是呢，在这个物质世界投生的，哪怕是纯粹的奉献者。由于他是投生在这个躯体之中，他这个躯体也会受制于这个物质自然的定律的影响。
We saw Srila Prabhupada got old and his body became very sick, very emaciated, became very skinny, could not eat anything anymore, and then eventually passed away.
那我们就可以看到，Srila Prabhupada本人他也是经历了老年。然后呢，他也经历了病痛，然后他会很憔悴，他的身体很瘦弱，最后呢，他也没有办法进食，他最后呢就离开了这具躯体。
But what is the difference then between a pure devotee within a body made of material energy and a conditioned soul also within a body made of material? What's the difference?
但是呢，一位处在这个物质能量所这个创造的这个躯体中的纯粹的奉献者，和一位处于由物质能量所创造的就是物质所创造的躯体的这个受条件限制的灵魂，他们之间的区别是什么？
The pure devotee is always engaging his body in Krishna service.
一位纯粹的奉献者呢，他永远都是让他的这个躯体从事着对 Krishna 的服务。
He does not use his body for his personal sense gratification.
他不会用他的身体去进行个人的感官享乐。
He's always serving the Lord.
所以呢，他是永远的，总是在服务着主。
Means is even though he's in a body made of material energy, his consciousness is not material.
所以也就意味着，虽然他是处在一个物质能量所创造的这个躯体之中，但是他也永远都意识到他并不是物质的。
He's not identified with that body made of material energy.
所以呢，他不会去认同于这具由物质能量所构成的躯体。
He uses the material body just as an instrument to serve Krishna.
他只是用他的这个物质的躯体作为一个服务 Krishna 的工具。
So even though he's in a material body, undergo all those changes or even counteracting any disease, his consciousness, it's always Krishna conscious.
那么即便是他的这个物质躯体呢，会经历各种各样的困难，然后呢也会受到病苦，但是呢他始终都处于 Krishna 的知觉之中。
Like Maharaj, Bhakti Swarup Maharaj, he traveled from India to United States when he got the virus.
比如说 Bhakti Swarup Maharaj 呢，他是从印度旅行前往美国的时候染上的病毒。
He didn't go to America for leisure or for business or sightseeing.
但是他去美国呢，并不是为了休闲，并不是为了做生意，或者是去进行观光。
No, he went there for service.
Bhakti Sharma 是去美国是为了做服务。
Now, if Krishna decides to take him away and bring him back to the spiritual world, he has to finish with his body. So how is he going to finish with his body? Either he's going to die naturally, or he's going to die in an accident, or he's going to die with a virus, or he's going to die in a hospital bed, or he's going, we don't know. Death can come in any unexpected way. But for the person, for the devotee in that particular body, That's not the problem. It does not, is not affected by that.
那么如果要是 Krishna 决定把他给带走，然后呢带他去到灵性世界或者去其他地方，那么他呢就必须要结束他现在在的这具的物质躯体。但是他怎么结束呢？他或者是这个通过自然的死亡而结束，或者是通过意外，或者是通过被病毒感染，或者他是在医院的病床上离去，或者是在其他的这种方法上离去。他到底怎么离去这件事情其实我们是不知道的，因为每一个人我们都没有办法知道。我们但是呢就是每一个人其实所面临的这种状况都是这个死亡随时都有可能降临。
So even though he was with this, it was with this machine that does, it seems that he's not showing any external consciousness, means the body does not show symptoms of consciousness because being in that machine is a kind of a coma. But the soul is Krishna conscious. And I think it was yesterday, he opened his eyes and, And he looked at the devotee with a very fixed eye, the devotee, the disciple, asked if he was in any pain, and in order he said no, he was no pain, he was okay. Just he could not speak because there's the pipe inside his mouth. Otherwise, he was Krishna conscious, and just by seeing, he's looking, he looks very alert, very awakened, but he's still under this machine and under this coma.
还有呢就是这个奉献者他不会受到他所处在这个躯体中的这种状况的影响。那么比如说现在 Bhakti Chara Maharaj 呢他是因为是在呼吸机，因为是带着这个呼吸机，而且呢是处在一种昏迷的这种状态。但是呢在他内在来讲呢他是处在 Krishna 知觉之中的。昨天 Maharaj 的眼睛有睁开，然后呢他就是很有神的看着奉献者。而且呢在他这种展现上来讲呢他是没有任何的痛苦的。但是我们在看呢就是我们看到他这个样子呢就是他不能够讲话，因为他身上插着管子。但实际上他是很就是很清醒的。
Yeah, so this is the difference is consciousness. Because what's most important is the consciousness. How you are conscious of your material body and the pains of your material body, or how you are conscious of Krishna. If you are conscious of Krishna, then the pains and the anxieties and the material body does not affect you.
所以说呢，这个受条件限制的灵魂和纯粹奉献者，它之间的这种区别就在于它的这个知觉。那么，如果要是你是让自己处在 Krishna 知觉之中，那么就不会被这个身体的病痛的这种觉知所影响，然后呢，他就不会打扰你。
The body is always going through changes. It's inevitable, and eventually the body has to die. So it happens to anyone, a pure devotee or a normal person. But the consciousness, how they are affected by that, is totally different, 180 degrees different.
那么这个身体呢，无论是纯粹奉献者还是受条件限制灵魂的这个奉献的人，他的这个身体都是会经历各种各样的变化的，这个是没有办法避免的，而且最终呢，这个躯体他就是会死亡。但是呢，这个奉献者和非奉献者他所处于的这种知觉，对于这个身体所产生的这个影响的应对是180度的不一样的。
So for a devotee, for a non-devotee, when the body is about to die, he thinks he's dying and he's totally afraid and he's miserable because he thinks he's dying. When the devotee, the body is about to die, a devotee knows he's about to leave that body. The body is going to finish. It's not he, it's the body.
所以说呢，当一位非奉献者，当他要面临死亡的时候呢，他是觉得他自己要死了。他觉得他这具躯体要死掉了，所以一切都结束了。但是作为一位奉献者呢，他在面临这个死亡的时候呢，他知道要结束的、要完结的这个事情是他的躯体本身，并不是他自己本人。
It's not affected by these changes of the material world, the material body.
所以说呢，它就不会被这个物质躯体的影响，它就不会被这个物质躯体的变化而影响。
So the feelings, conditioned soul experience within the body and the feelings of a pure devotee are different, totally different, because the consciousness is totally different.
所以说呢，这个纯粹奉献者他所经历的这种感受，由于他的这个知觉不一样，所以呢，他和非奉献者之间的这种感受是完全不一样的。
That's why we consider the body of the spiritual master sacred, and we don't bury it or we don't burn it, because that body has been always used in Krishna's service. It's like an iron bar in contact with the fire gets on the properties of the fire. So the body of the spiritual master, even though it's made of material energy, is subjected to the material laws, but that body is like spiritual because it has been always used in Krishna's service.
所以呢，我们就为什么会认为灵性导师他的这个身体是神圣化的，所以我们会把它给深埋，而不会把它给这个烧毁的原因呢，就是因为灵性导师他这个躯体，他虽然说是物质的能量所构成的，但是呢，他始终都是在用这个躯体在进行奉爱的这个服务的这个活动，所以说他就是不一样的一种展现了。
Yes, totally. The consciousness is totally different.
所以说呢，这个非奉献者和奉献者他们之间的这个知觉是完全不一样的。
Yes. So don't worry. Don't worry.
对呢，所以不用担心，不用担心。The next question is still from the same devotee.Lakshmi Goddess Mataji, 既然纯粹的奉献者也会遭受新冠肺炎的伤害，那么怎么看待和理解至尊主对奉献者的庇护和保护呢？ Since the pure devotee also tortured and harmed by the virus of Corona, then what is the right way to understandthe protection and the shelter from the Lord to the devotee?
The devotee is always protected because his consciousness is fixed in Krishna. The devotee, the person, is not the body, is the soul. Is the soul, the person, the real person is the soul, not the body.
那么这个真正的这个人呢，他并不是这具躯体，而是他的灵魂。那么这个奉献者，就作为这个灵魂的这个奉献者呢，他是永远都被保护着的，原因是因为他的知觉永远都是专注在 Krishna 的上面。
Means he's never identified with the body. He knows that he is a spiritual soul, eternal servant of Krishna, and he's in the material world with a material body, using that body in Krishna's service. And when that body will be finished with virus, with cancer, with a disaster, with old age, never mind, that body is going to finish because it's made of material energy, and he goes back to Krishna because he's already Krishna conscious. Whereas a normal person identifies with the body, identifies with everything happening.In the body, and the next life it takes on another material body. That's the difference.
因为呢，他始终都是处在 Krishna 知觉之中，他始终都是在为 Krishna 做服务的这种状态下。无论他是在这个物质躯体中为 Krishna 做服务，那么当这个躯体结束了，无论是通过病毒啊，或者通过其他的什么样的原因使得这个躯体结束了之后呢，没有关系，因为呢。他因为是处在 Krishna 知觉中，所以说呢，他就会去到 Krishna 那里和 Krishna 去在一起。那么作为一个非奉献者来讲呢，他这个躯体结束之后呢，他会进入到另外一个躯体里面，这就是区别。
A pure devotee, no matter what the situation with the body, virus or not virus, old age or that or this or that, is always Krishna conscious. Means is not affected by the consciousness is not affected by the condition of the material body.
那么一位纯粹的奉献者呢，无论他是受病苦，或者是年老，或者是受到了病毒的这种侵犯，但是呢， 他因为始终都是处在 Krishna 知觉之中，所以呢，他是不会被这个躯体的这个变化的这个物质能量的影响的这个变化而影响的。
Yes, one thing is to be in a material body, and the other thing is to identify with the material body.
所以呢，这有两件事，一件事呢，就是是处于物质的躯体之中，另外一件事呢，就是你是不是认同于自己就是这具物质躯体。
Material bodies are subject to birth, old age, disease, and death. Disease can be in millions of forms. Any material body is subjected to this. Pure devotee or not pure devotee, the material bodies are subjected to the material laws. A pure devotee, he knows he is not that material body.
那么因为作为一个这个物质的躯体，无论是纯粹奉献者的物质躯体还是非奉献者的物质躯体，它都是一定会受到生老病死的束缚的。那么这个病呢，也是有千般病，有万种苦，所以说呢，这个作为纯粹的奉献者，他也摆脱不了这样的这个苦境。但是呢，这个纯粹奉献者他知道他不是这具躯体。
Bhakti Swaroop Swami, in the beginning, he did not even want to go to the ventilator in order to cure his disease. It's okay. He said, it's the time to go. Let me go. So he was ready to leave his body if necessary. He didn't want to go through all that thing. But because the devotees begged him, please, 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 we need your associate. So he accepted to go through that. He accepted because of the devotees. Otherwise, he was ready to leave.
Bhakti Charan Maharaj 在最开始的时候呢，根本就拒绝了要用这个呼吸机来进行治疗，因为呢，他觉得如果要是 Krishna 现在想让他走的话呢，那他就要放弃这具躯体就走就好了。但是呢，因为奉献者在不断的祈求他，在求他希望能够他留下来，能够得到他更多的这种怜悯，所以说呢 ，Bhakti Charan Maharaj 他才决定。用呼吸机的这种治疗方法的，所以说呢，像 Bhakti Sharma 这样的奉献者，他是不会被他的这种物质躯体的这种状态所搅扰的。
He's totally under Krishna's protection.
所以呢，他是完全是处在 Krishna 的保护之下的。
He's not identified with his material body and the material situation like we are.
所以呢，他并不是像我们这样去认同于他所处在的这个物质躯体以及他所处在的这个物质状态。
That's the difference between a pure devotee and a normal person like us.
所以呢，这就是一位纯粹的奉献者以及与像我们这样的普通人之间的区别。
We are still very affected by our material bodies because we are still identified.To a certain extent, we are still identified with our material bodies.
那因为我们现在呢，依然还是非常被我们的物质躯体的所在的状况所影响的原因，就是因为我们还是从某种程度上去认同于我们的物质躯体。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Ishwar Mataji. 阿叔您好，顶拜您，今天的提问没有扣主题，但希望不要被拒绝。这个是一个需要急需被解答的问题，希望得到您的仁慈。现在的季节正好是鲜花盛开的季节，我们东北地区呢，冬天没有鲜花，供奉鲜花就要买。我们这是个小地方，管理不是很严格，现在花都不来了，现在的花都下来了，我们就不买花了。毕竟夏天的花品种好多，买的就有那两三种，我们就出去采花，也就是说偷花。有些人说偷花不好，劝我们不要再摘了。但是我们想是给我们的主采的所有的一切都是主的花儿呢，是不是也希望有机会来到主的莲花足下呢？偷着摘不让别人发现，也就不会造成影响，应该可以。所以这些年呢，我们采花的这个习惯就已经养成了，被家人叫做采花贼，看见花就眼红，不采给 Krishna 心里就放不下这朵花似的。但是阿叔，如果这是不对的话，我们就改。毕竟我们是个小团队，要做正确的事情。阿叔 ，please accept my very humble obeisances to you. The question of today is not really relevant with the lecture of today. However, because we desperately need the answer from you, so please don't reject us. Thank you very much for your mercy. And the situation is like that, because we are in the Northeast. And in Northeast, we don't have any flowers in winter. So there is no flower gardens in winter. So we do need to purchase the fresh flower to offer to the Lord. But now is summer. So we have all kinds of flowers to blossom. And so we don't need to buy the flowers from the market. And because we are from a very small place, so the restriction here is not very strict. In another word, we can go ahead to pick the flowers in the garden. However, we have been criticized by some people. They said that this is not the right way to do because you are literally stealing the flower. So they persuade us not to stealing the flower from the garden anymore. But we are thinking that since we are picked the flower for the Lord and offer to the Lord, and we also think that the flowers also want to have the opportunity to come to the lotus feet of the Lord. So as long as we are stealing the flower, not be noticed by the others, this is acceptable. So we have been, cultivated this kind of habits to steal or to pick the flower from the garden. And our family called us as the thief of the flower. And it seems that we cannot hold the urge to pick that the flower and offer it to the Lord. So my question to you is that, if it's okay for us to do this way, after all, we want to do the right thing. If you think this is not proper to do, I think we'd better rectify it. Thank you very much.
You can steal, but don't be caught.
您可以接着摘，但是呢，别被逮着。
Otherwise, it's foolish. Otherwise, it's foolish. You're going to be in trouble. So be expert. Go in another timing. There's nobody around, just steal without being caught. You can steal for Krishna, no doubt, but do it without being caught.
因为如果要是被抓着了的话，那可就尴尬了。所以说呢，这个为 Krishna 偷花这件事呢是没问题的，但是呢，一定要小心，就是在偷花的过程中呢，千万别被抓着。
I also steal flowers for my deities.
我也为我的神像偷花,
but I know how to choose the best time there's nobody around.
但是我知道呢, 就是选一个最好的, 没有人看见的时间去偷花,
otherwise it's very embarrassing.
否则的话就真的很尴尬。
So just be careful. Find maybe another time to steal.
所以说呢, 就要小心点, 找个别换个时间去偷。
That's the solution.
对，这个是我们解决问题的方法。
Or maybe have some devotee to grow flowers if you can.
对，还有另外一个办法呢，就是如果有可能的话呢，请哪些奉献者可以种一些花。
You can also grow flowers in pots.
对，我们也可以在花盆里种花。
In your windows, in your windows.
嗯，在窗台种花。
So you receive some sunshine and you can grow flowers like that. I know devotees grow flowers in their homes.
因为我知道有一些奉献者是在家里种花的，在家里的阳台呀、阳光下种花。
In Dongbei, you can grow tulasis, so you can also grow flowers.
那么在东北本来就是可以种图拉西的，所以呢，花肯定也是能种的。
Yes, okay. Okay, next question.
The next question is from杨盖莲妈在顶拜阿叔，请问主上演的逍遥时光可以同时在不同的地方上演吗？谢谢您，阿叔。My question is that firstly, my humble obeisances. And my question is that if the Lord can simultaneously perform His pastime in different places.
Can. He is not limited by anything material.
可以的，因为主他是不被任何的物质的事物所局限的。
He can do everything and anything. There's nothing impossible the Lord cannot do.
那么主呢，他是无所不能的，任何一件事情他都是可以做的，对他来说没有不可能。
There's no impossible for Krishna.
所以对于 Krishna 来说是没有不可能的。
He can do many things simultaneously at the same time.
所以呢，他可以同时的做很多事情。
That's what Narada Muni saw when he went to visit Krishna in Dwarka. And Krishna had how many wives? 18,000 wives?
Yeah,
how many wives had Krishna in Dwarka?
18,108.
Yes. You sure?
I have been told.
So many wives are there, so many palaces are there. So he went to. So this is Krishna. We manifest as many 18,000 forms to be with each wife, with each family. And Narada Muni went to each house, and in each house Krishna was doing different things simultaneously.
那就为什么 Narada Muni 到 Dwarka 去拜见主 Krishna 的时候，因为主 Krishna 他有16,000多位的妻子，那么他呢在同一时间内，在这么多的皇宫中和妻子同时在上演着逍遥。
Okay, next question.
The next question from 吴秀红 Mataji, 顶拜咕噜阿叔的莲花族。谢谢 Mataji, 感恩奉献者们，请问心灵或身体被伤害时，是身体在受苦还是灵魂在受苦呢？身体没有知觉，灵魂有知觉吗？Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet and thanks for all the devotees. My question is that one or spirit soul or our body to be damaged or to be harmed, who is the one to feel the torturing or who is the one to be suffered? Is the body or the spiritual soul? So isn't that the body doesn't have any conscious, but the spirit, but the soul has a conscious?
Yes, it's true. The soul is conscious. The body is not conscious.
的确是这样的，是灵魂有知觉，而身体没有知觉。
But is the body who is damaged?
但是呢，这个被伤害的是身体。
The spiritual soul cannot be damaged.
因为这个灵性的灵魂它是不可能被伤害的。
So the body becomes damaged.
所以说呢这个身体它被伤害了。
If I think I am the body, I think I am damaged.
但是如果我要是认为了我自己是这具躯体，那我就被损坏了。
If I am not identified with the body, means if I am Krishna conscious, then I see, oh, my body is damaged.
但是如果我要是没有认同于我这具躯体，也就意味着如果我是处于 Krishna 知觉之中的话，那我那会儿的感觉就是，哦，是我的躯体在被损坏。
And I'm not affected.
而我呢，没有被影响。
Because I'm not conscious of the body. I just see the body is like I have a machine. My computer is damaged. I'm not a computer.
就比如说因为我并没有这个处于我的这个身体的知觉之中，那么就好像是我的这个电脑，如果我的电脑坏了，坏的是我的电脑，并不是我。
It's my machine. Okay, I use the computer to prepare classes, to connect and everything, but it's a computer, it's not me.
所以说呢，就是这个就像这个电脑一样，它只是一个机器，我用这个机器来。准备课件来讲课或者来做各种各样的事情，但是它是我的电脑，它并不是我自己。
So the individual soul, if an individual soul is an illusion, identifies with the body, so whatever the body goes through, the different changes, that the individual soul experience as being his own changes, because he's then identified with the body. Whereas an individual soul is Krishna conscious, is not identified with the body, so those changes do not affect that individual soul.
所以呢，如果要是这个个体灵魂，它要是处在迷幻之中，它要是认同于这个躯体的话，那么它就会随着这个躯体的变化而感受到自己的这个变化，因为它认同于这具躯体。但如果它要是处在 Krishna 知觉之中，它不认同于这具躯体的话，那么它就不会被这个躯体所发生的任何变化所影响。
Next question.
The next question from Rajendra Prabhu.把心中的灰尘抖掉需要多聆听还要服务纯粹奉献者。问题，服务纯粹奉献者能有功效，服务不纯粹的奉献者有同样的作用吗？感觉门徒都去服务咕噜去了，都去服务纯粹奉献者去了，把我们这些初级奉献者都给晒一边了，没人关怀，只能哭泣无力保此生了。So, the way to vibrate off the dust in your heartis through the hearing, and also render the service to the pure devotees. My question is that it is so effective for serving the pure devotees, and then what about serve those not so pure devotees? Because I feel that all the disciples run to render the service to the guru.
I cannot hear you. I cannot hear. The communication is broken. The last 30 seconds
now?
I didn't hear. Now it's okay.
What?
Repeat.
Now it's okay? Okay.
The last part.
He's saying that I feel that all the disciples running for...render the service to Guru and also render the service to the pure devotees, but put us, the neophyte devotees, aside. There was no one to take care of us. So the only thing we can do is to cry. We cannot really, protect ourselves in this way. So what to do? Basically, he is asking that...
Okay, I understood.
Hare Krishna.
We should not anchor for others. Okay.
Sati Maji, 你在说什么 ？Sati Maji， 我想请阿叔能不能快速的回答后面那三个问题，因为现在已经9:30了，时间太晚了。因为我们今天还有联谊。
Okay, we can stop here. We'll stop here. No problem. We stop here.
No,
we keep it for us next time.
给阿叔说，那我们下周再回答下面这三个问题，好吗？
好的，好的，那也可以。
Okay. Yeah, we have to always stop at 9:30. This is important. No, it's important. For me, it's also important. I have other program also.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. No. Sorry for those devotees. We said Rajendra and the others. We'll do priority to them in the next time.
OK, 那么非常抱歉我们后面的这几个问题呢没有办法回答，所以呢阿叔说呢像 Rajendra Prabhu 还有 Radhananda Mataji 还有另外一位提问的奉献者呢抱歉，然后下一周呢首先先回答你们的这几个问题。
Yeah, thank you very much for your questions and everybody else for listening.
所以非常感谢大家所提出的问题，也非常感谢所聆听的奉献者们。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for allowing this time to be together.
很感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly Mataji 能够允许我们有这样一个时间能够共聚在一起。
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Hari Bo, Ashu Ki Jai.百坤大之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常的感恩 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲解以及对问题的耐心解答，谢谢萨蒂玛吉，感恩所有的奉献者，深深的礼拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 智觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。